Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A gift card is often the perfect thing to give for a birthday or holiday. But with a lot of stores going out of business during the pandemic, the clock is ticking to use them.
It is up to the retailer to decide how long they think they should be accepting those gift cards, especially if that retailer is going into bankruptcy because they plan to liquidate their business. Oftentimes, it may be 30 days. Sometimes there have been 15 days.
Bankrupt retailers could pocket millions of dollars in unused gift cards, but are they required to honor them even in bankruptcy? And can consumers collect the value of a gift card once a store goes out of business? Our reporter Aisha Al-Muslim will have answers in a moment. Several big name stores have filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic. If you've got a gift card from a retailer that's closing its doors, time might be running out to use it. Our reporter Aisha Al-Muslim joins us now to discuss what options consumers have. So Aisha, how many gift cards typically go unused each year?
About $2 to $4 billion in gift cards go unused every year in the United States. That will be about 4% of gift cards sold every year that are not used.
Wow, that's a lot of uncollected merchandise that consumers have, you know, theoretically paid for.
It's a lot that consumers pay for and don't use. I mean, there's various reasons why they don't. You know, sometimes you get a gift card, you put it away, you forget about it, you lose it. Somebody else finds it, you know, because somebody buys it as a gift. It doesn't mean that it ends up with that person or that they may end up actually going out and using it right away. And they just forget. I mean, I talked to one person who had a gift card since she got married in 2016 and just never thought about using it until she heard that Pier 1 filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, Pier 1 is one of many big brands that has sought bankruptcy protection. Are there different guidelines for consumers who have outstanding gift cards?
The guidelines really vary, and it is up to the retailer. Once they go into bankruptcy, it is up to them to decide how long they think they should be accepting those gift cards, especially if that retailer is going into bankruptcy because they plan to liquidate their business. Then the timeline and the clock just starts ticking. And oftentimes it may be 30 days. Sometimes there have been 15 days. And so people have to really act quickly to use their cards. Otherwise, there isn't much recourse.
Now, what are the rules for companies in bankruptcy in terms of honoring gift cards?
For example, Pier 1 is giving people about 30 days to use their gift cards after stores reopen. As you know, some stores shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic and some restrictions when it comes to non-essential retailing. But Pier 1 is also giving people more time to shop online. And when I say more time, that's more than the 30 days compared to when stores reopen. And another retailer like Stage Stores, they're giving people about 30 days from when a store is reopened for the same reason to use those gift cards. Now, Stage Stores is a little bit different from Pier 1 in that Stage Stores has no online presence, no e-commerce. So people can't shop on their website. You can see what stores they can go to and see which ones are open, but they cannot shop there. And then, of course, there's others that filed for bankruptcy like JCPenney or J.Crew and Neiman Marcus. They're still continuing to accept gift cards without an expiration date, but they're in a little bit of a different boat because they're not liquidating. They may be closing down some stores, but the business is still continuing while they're in bankruptcy since they plan to restructure their business.
But don't some companies in bankruptcy think about their future when deciding whether to honor gift cards?
The retailers will continue to honor gift cards, especially if they're trying to sell the brand name or something like that. That potentially has value. And if people remember they weren't able to use that gift card, that could potentially hurt the sale of that brand name. Now, for the retailers that are continuing their operation despite being in bankruptcy, that means they'll keep their customers coming back. And not only that, if people are able to go into stores and use their gift cards, more than likely they'll spend a little bit more while they're there shopping. And at least that gets them in the door and it keeps them shopping.
Do companies usually make efforts to contact consumers who have purchased gift cards?
They are required to notify potential claim holders to let them know that they need to file a claim. Now, how far they have to go to notify them, that's something that consumer advocates and, you know, some attorney general are really pushing these companies, these retailers, to try as much as possible to reach out to consumers, whether it's through their websites, whether it's through pop-up ads, whether it's through newspaper ads, whatever way a normal person would shop should be the same way that they should reach out to them to notify them that, hey, either use your gift card. If not, here's a way you can file a claim. The thing that retailers do say is that once they sell a gift card, it's hard to know who has that gift card. Because let's say if I buy a gift card for my mother could use it, maybe not. Maybe she gives it to someone else. And then at that point, they don't really know who is the holder of the gift card. So it becomes hard to find out how they should notify people and who should they notify exactly, because they don't know who is the end person that has that gift card.
Now, do consumers have any course of action here? You know, can they collect any value from the gift card?
Consumers that didn't get to use their gift cards in time before a retailer went out of business, they can try to file a claim in bankruptcy court. The problem with that is that they may not get any money for it, just because a lot of times we're talking about gift cards that are $25, $50. And in bankruptcy, there is essentially a waterfall when it comes to how claims get paid. Now, the secured creditors are the ones typically like the banks, the big lenders of a company who get paid first. And they're the ones that take money out of the pool of money that's available first. And then you start going down the line of who gets paid. Now, gift card holders are essentially considered unsecured creditors. And that means that they will have to wait a lot longer to hopefully get paid. And if they do get paid, they may get cents on the dollar. And even then, they may have some issues of getting the money, because sometimes going through the process of processing the claim will cost more than the actual amount that a person gets. And because of that, their claims may just get dismissed and not paid because it's not worth it.
I guess there's a lesson here for procrastinators holding on to gift cards.
Right. The time to act is quickly.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Aisha Al-Muslim. Aisha, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.